The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring over the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And a couple of quick ones, the major events happening in the days ahead. Of course, we're talking about the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass Festival and the Art of Cool Festival in Durham. On Wide Open Bluegrass, of course, that's a five-day event. Country star Dierks Bentley has joined the lineup for the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. Bentley will be a special guest of the Del McCoury Band during the Delibration concert set for Saturday, September 28th at Red Hat Amphitheater. Sam Bush will also be performing during that show. New bluegrass group The Ringers will join I'm With Her, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Balsam Range, Sister Sadie, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and Molly Tuttle will also be performing at Red Hat Amphitheater. The Wide Open Bluegrass event concerts are part of the World of Bluegrass, a five-day event made up of showcases, a conference, and the International Bluegrass Music Awards, which honor premier bluegrass bands and artists from across the country. Then in Durham, big weekend coming up as the Bull City celebrates the Art of Cool Festival, September 27th through the 29th. AOC Fest features a range of R&B, neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, alternative, and spoken word performances and speakers at a half dozen venues. Durham Bulls Athletic Park is the main venue. Other venues include Durham Armory, Motor Co. Music Hall, Carolina Theater, The Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Jill Scott, Dreamville Record singer-songwriter Ari Lennox, and the legendary Run DMC will headline Art of Cool 2019. NBA star Rasheed Wallace will be the special guest host for AOC Fest 2019. Let's take a look at something coming up in the coming months. Booth Amphitheaters announced it will once again host the Chinese Lantern Festival, which celebrates its fifth anniversary this year. Dates for the popular event, November 22nd through January 12th. Day-specific tickets are already on sale, as are anytime tickets. According to a press release, Chinese artisans are already hard at work, crafting more than 20 all-new displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. This year's festival will be open 6 to 10 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday. It will be closed on Mondays, except for December 23rd and December 30th. For details, search Chinese Lantern Festival, Cary, NC. Looking at some of the things going on locally in the communities, Garner Performing Arts Center coming up October 18 and 19 and 25 and 26. Disney's The Little Mermaid, based on one of Hans Christian Andersen's most beloved stories, and the classic animated film Disney's The Little Mermaid, is a hauntingly beautiful love story for the ages. Ariel wishes to pursue the human prince Eric in the world above, bargaining with the evil sea witch Ursula to trade her tail for legs. But the bargain is not what it seems, and Ariel needs the help of her colorful friends, Flounder the fish, Scuttle the seagull, and Sebastian the crab, to restore order under the sea. Saturday, November 23rd, Garner Performing Arts Center, Lady Luck Holiday. The holidays will be just around the corner when Lady Luck returns to the Garner Performing Arts Center after a sellout performance last spring. Heidi Webster, Nicole Kaplan, and Rachel Tyler will light up the town with songs such as Silent Night, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and What a Wonderful World. Don't miss three Broadway stars bringing tons of holiday spirit. This is a Broadway Voices event. Then Friday, December 13th, Jazz Dinner with Yolanda Rabin. No matter which song Yolanda is singing, her renditions are superb, full of passion, packed with emotion, and sung with a velvety tone from the depths of her soul. Ms. Rabin is also a professional actor and smart speaker who captivates with every single word and gesture. Moving to APEX, the Halle Cultural Arts Center, the classical concert series, all shows on Sundays at 3, November 17th, Russian composer in the 30s with pianist Anatoly Larkin. January 19th, Golden Strings with chamber music for flute and strings. March 15th, Dueling Violins with David and Christine Kilbride. Then the Jazz Live Concert Series in APEX, all performances on Saturday starting at 7:30. November 9th, vibraphonist Steve Hobbs. January 25th, vocalist Gary Brumbaugh. March 14th, vocalist Denise Thimes, and April 11th, guitarist Howard Paul. And you have the Infinity Ballet Theater, Saturday and Sunday, November 2nd and 3rd. It's Peter and the Wolf. Performances both days at 2:30. Friday through Sunday, December 6th through the 8th, Dances of the Nutcracker. Performance at 8 on Friday, 3 p.m. on Saturday, and 2 and 4 on Sunday. Then you have the Peak Ensemble Players in APEX, Friday through Sunday, October 4th through the 6th, and the next weekend, Friday through Sunday, October 11th through the 13th. It's Neil Simon's Rumors, an elegant farce. At a large, tastefully appointed townhouse, the deputy mayor of New York has just shot himself. Though only a flesh wound, four couples are about to experience a severe attack of farce. Gathering for their wedding anniversary, the host lies bleeding in the other room, and his wife is nowhere in sight. His lawyer, Ken, and wife, Chris, must get the story straight before the other guests arrive. As the confusion and miscommunications mount, the evening spins off into classic farcical hilarity. Again, Neil Simon's Rumors. Switching to Cary, there is one more Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park, Friday, October 4th, Garrett Cummings at 5. One more Park After Dark, Wednesday, October 9th, Lydia Celette Dudley. She is a Raleigh-Durham resident. The concert is, again, on Wednesday, October 9th from 7 to 9, and it is free. One Starlight Concert Series event left. It's Friday, September 27th, Jamrock, and that starts at 7. The 2019-2020 Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, this is the 20th season, it marks the 9th anniversary of this beloved series in the restored historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. Saturday, October 19th, Gina Chavez. Friday, November 8th, Violet Bell and Zoe and Cloyd. Friday, December 13th, the Barefoot Movement Christmas. Saturday, January 18th, Mike Wiley presents Breach of Peace. The Marvelous Music Family Series, all shows held at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, October 12th, Gray Seal Puppets presents Bathtub Pirates. That starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, November 9th, Arts Power presents The Monster Who Ate My Peas. That's at 10 a.m. Saturday, December 21st, The Nutcracker Suite, presented in partnership with the Cary Ballet. That starts at 11 a.m. At the Clayton Center, in Clayton, of course, Friday, October 4th, Marty Stewart, The Pilgrim. Join country music torchbearer Marty Stewart as he celebrates the 20th anniversary of his iconic album, The Pilgrim. The Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and musician is living, breathing country music history. That's Marty Stewart, Friday, October 4th. And on Friday, October 11th, Carol Sloan and Mike Renzi, two for the road. Sloan made her New York debut opening for Oscar Peterson at the famed Village Vanguard. She's also been the opening act for the likes of Woody Allen, Lenny Bruce, Jackie Mason, Phyllis Diller, and Bill Cosby in such places as Mr. Kelly's in Chicago and The Hungry Eye in San Francisco. Saturday, November 9th at the Clayton Center, it's Clayton at 1:50, Clayton Piano Festival Gala. Join Johnston County native Jonathan Levin and the Clayton Piano Festival in commemorating and celebrating the town of Clayton's 150th birthday. Friday, December 6th, Melinda Doolittle. Doolittle is a soul-stirring songstress, tone-deaf as a child. Doolittle's choir teacher would plead with her not to sing, but just silently move her mouth. Undaunted, her love of singing drove her to enter a talent show in the 7th grade, where she stunned the audience with her miraculously spot-on vocals and beautiful voice. She never looked back. All right, moving to Holly Springs and the Cultural Center there. Saturday, September 28th, Big Bang Boom. This is a live show, and it's high energy for both parents and children. Friday, October 11th, comedian Mia Jackson. She's a bona fide Georgia peach. That's Georgian for native. And self-proclaimed know-it-all. This show is rated 18+. Saturday, October 12th, the Holly Springs Community Band. Friday, November 1st, the John Denver Story with William Florian. William weaves stories, songs, and humor as he honors the life and achievements of this legendary minstrel. Thursday through Saturday, November 7th through the 9th, Stageworks Theater presents The Boys Next Door. In a communal residence in New England City, four men with intellectual disabilities live under the supervision of an earnest but increasingly burned-out young social worker named Jack. Mingled with scenes from the daily lives of these four were where little things sometimes become momentous and often very funny. Are moments of great poignancy when, with touching effectiveness, we are reminded that people with disabilities, like the rest of us, want only to love and laugh and find some meaning and purpose in their lives. Performances each evening at 7:30, and there's a matinee on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And finally, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, November 15th, comedian Karen Mills. Karen has been a nationally touring comedian for 25 years. She can be heard daily on SiriusXM comedy channels, and she just released her new Dry Bar comedy special, Pink Pants. And this is an all-ages show. All right, checking out the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts through September 29th, Rubies. This is a Carolina Ballet event. Jorn Balanchine's Rubies returns to the Raleigh stage to open the ballet's 2019-2020 season. Known as the father of American ballet, Balanchine is one of the most influential choreographers of the 20th century. This event is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, September 27th, Diablo Dance Theater, North Carolina Taiwanese Cultural Arts at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, September 28th, it's Gary Allen at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, September 29th, Maricela in Concert, an American singer who recorded her first album at the age of 18 and continued to release albums into the 1990s. This is at Memorial Auditorium. The concert starts at 7. Friday, October 4th, it's the Raleigh China Arts Festival. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, October 5th, Dream Theater Distance Over Time Tour. Dream Theater features tracks from their latest release, Distance Over Time, and selections from their 30-year career, along with a celebration of the 20th anniversary of their seminal concept album, Metropolis Part 2, Scenes from a Memory. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 5th, Video Games Live. This is a North Carolina Symphony special event concert at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday and Sunday, October 5 and 6, an evening with C.S. Lewis. This performance, starring David Payne, is a captivating evening in 1963, where C.S. Lewis hosts a group of American writers at his home near Oxford. Throughout the evening, he recalls the people and events that inspired his thought and shaped his life, of his friendship with J.R.R. Tolkien, why he nearly abandoned the Narnia Chronicles, how he came to embrace Christianity, and of the American woman who turned his life upside down. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Performances at 3 and 7:30 on Saturday, then 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tuesday, October 8th, Yanla Van Zandt Acts of Faith Remix Tour. Fresh off the success of last year's tour, Yanla returns with Acts of Faith Remix Tour. This landmark, inspirational, and interactive event celebrates the updated 25th anniversary edition of this internationally acclaimed bestseller. It's at Memorial Auditorium. October 10th through the 27th, Frankenstein Carolina Ballet. This Halloween artistic director Zalman Raphael debuts his all-new Frankenstein. What better way to get in the spirit of the season than an evening of chills and thrills? This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, Frankenstein, October 10th through the 27th. Friday and Saturday, October 11 and 12, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Then, October 11 through the 27th, Around the World in 80 Days. Theater Raleigh Fall Family Series. This is an adventure novel by the French writer Jules Verne, published in 1873. Performances at Kennedy Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 15th through the 20th, West Side Story. North Carolina Theater, the world's greatest love story, takes to the streets of New York in the landmark Tony Award-winning musical. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is given a modern twist as two young idealistic lovers find themselves caught between warring street gangs, the Jets and the Sharks. This is in Memorial Auditorium. Friday, October 18th, Duke Energy Center, Suicide Girls, Blackheart Burlesque. There's a special VIP meet and greet an hour prior to general admission. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 9. Friday and Saturday, October 18 and 19, Leslie Odom Jr. North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. He's best known for his Tony and Grammy Award-winning performances as Aaron Burr in the original cast of Broadway's Hamilton. Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, October 26th, Halloween Spooktacular, The Composer Is Dead. Maymandy Concert Hall with two afternoon performances, 1 and 4 o'clock. Sunday, October 27th, Teo Gonzalez, also known as the Ponytail Comedian. Teo is an icon from Mexican comedy. This is a Spanish show only, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Wednesday, October 30th, the Corey Band and Triangle Brass Band. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Moving on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Wednesday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 26th. It's Aladdin, SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. From the producer of The Lion King comes the timeless story of Aladdin, a thrilling new production filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. Wednesday, October 30th, Kevin Gates' I'm Him Tour. The rapper and singer is releasing his new album, I'm Him, his first in 3 years, and going on tour across America. Thursday, October 31st, RuPaul's Drag Race, Work the World Tour. Friday, November 1st, it's John Prine, the Tree of Forgiveness World Tour, with special guest Ben Dickey. Long considered a songwriter's songwriter, Prine is a rare talent who writes the songs other songwriters would sell their souls for. Evidence of this is the long list of songwriters who have recorded gems from his extensive catalog, with immeasurable accolades including 2 Grammys and the distinction of being one of the few songwriters honored by the Library of Congress. Prine is more than a musician. He is an American treasure. Saturday, November 2nd at DPAC, Durham 150 Closing Ceremony. Sunday, November 3rd, Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. Tuesday, November 5th through Sunday, November 10th, A Bronx Tale, SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. Tuesday, November 12th, Third Eye Blind, Screamer Tour 2019. The tour is in support of the band's latest album, Screamer, which was just released. This is Third Eye Blind's 6th album overall and the first since 2015. Special guest for the concert, Small Pools. This is the only North Carolina appearance on the Screamer tour. Wednesday, November 13th, it's REO Speedwagon. The band has sold 40 million albums around the globe and still electrifying audiences worldwide in concert with hits and fan favorites such as Keep On Loving You, Take It On the Run, Can't Fight This Feeling, Time for Me to Fly, and many, many more. REO Speedwagon's 1980 album, by the way, High Infidelity, spent 15 weeks at number one. Checking out Duke performances coming up. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, September 28th, Escher String Quartet and Dover Quartet. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, October 11th, Andrew Tyson on piano. Durham native, Tyson has garnered international praise as a real poet of the piano. Again, the concert is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, October 18th, Vox Luminous, the Bach Dynasty. This is a vocal ensemble series at Duke Chapel. Saturday, October 19th, Jerusalem Quartet. This is the Chamber Art Series program at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, October 20th, The Bad Plus at Baldwin Auditorium at 7. Saturday, October 26th, The Kingdom Choir Vocal Ensemble Series at Duke Chapel. And Friday, November 1st, Duke Performances, Sam Green and Yola Tango, the love song of R. Buckminster Fuller. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. NC State University's NC State Live, Saturday, September 28th, Regina Carter, Simply Ella. Friday, October 4th, Nobuntu. Friday, October 25th, Contra Tiempo, Joy Us, Just Us. And I forgot to mention at the top, all events are at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Sunday, October 27th, Kid Stuff, Theater Works USA. This is at 3 o'clock. Saturday, November 2nd, Nella. She has a voice that will transport you. All right, moving on to Carolina Performing Arts, Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 29th, Martha Graham Dance Company, Current Takeover. This is at Current Art Space and Studio, 2 performances each day. Wednesday, October 2nd, Intuition, Songs from the Minds of Women. Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall at 7:30. Wednesday and Thursday, October 9th and 10th, Rosas Danced Rosas, 7:30 both evenings at Memorial Hall. Tuesday, October 15th, The Day, Memorial Hall at 7:30. Tuesday, October 22nd, an evening with Chris Thiele. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. And Wednesday, October 30th, Golda Schutz, soprano, and Jonathan Ware, piano, the Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.